Ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to talk about probably one of the most admirable, influential figures of the 20th century, and that is Princess Diana. And you might not actually think that she was such an important historical figure, but today I would like to illustrate this using three very specific examples. So the first example, the first reason why I consider her to be such an important personality is that she really managed to put a human face on the British monarchy, on the British royal family. Today, the British royal family has a Twitter account, a Facebook account, they probably also have an Instagram account, and they are open to the world. They share their personal pictures with the people all around the world. But this definitely was not the case when Princess Diana joined the royal family. Not only because the social media didn't really exist back then, but back then the royal family was closed off, standoffish. But it was Princess Diana who really went out and actually met with people and shook their hands and hugged them. So she became this humanizing figure, this mascot of the royal family. And that's also why after her death, Tony Blair called her the princess of people's hearts. So that's one reason why I believe Princess Diana is such an important figure. The second reason is something that, again, today we consider pretty common, and that is the fact that celebrities often use their fame to help a cause. So, for example, a singer would lobby for saving the environment or protecting wildlife. And again, Princess Diana was probably the first global celebrity, and she used her fame to do just this. But back then, it wasn't really the norm. So, for example, she greatly helped to destigmatize HIV/AIDS. Back then, many people still believed that if you only touch somebody who is HIV positive, you would contract the disease, which is not true. But people still believed that. But then Princess Diana went to visit a hospital and she shook hands with people who were HIV positive and she hugged them. And these pictures then were the front page news. So she greatly helped the patients and their families to destigmatize the disease. Suddenly people saw that even such a prominent member of the royal family is not afraid to interact with these people. And this brings me also to the third reason why I believe she plays such an important role in the 20th century. She, unlike many other celebrities or members of the royal family, was very open about her mental problems. She suffered from bulimia, for example, she suffered from depression, and she was very open about it, which again helped many people who suffer from the same problems. And suddenly they saw this role model, a member of the royal family, openly talking about these problems and seeing that even a person who should be happy because she is rich and she seemingly doesn't have a care in the world suffers a similar problem. So again, this was a great help to many people who suffered not only from mental diseases, but any other stigmatizing disease. And I believe that there are many other reasons why it's important to remember Princess Diana and her legacy, but I think that these three are right now enough for you. So thank you for your attention.